Good morning. Another unseasonably mild start to the day and muggy across interior New York and New England, most places starting in the lower to mid-60s. Some readings back into the upper 50s, a little more comfortable across the highest terrain, but still muggy. And we also have areas of locally dense fog to start the day. After the fog diminishes, we'll have a whole bunch of hazy sunshine as high pressure is in control both at the surface and aloft. The high pressure will inhibit any clouds from forming today, and with that hazy sun, temperatures will soar back through the 60s and 70s and even through the 80s, and many locations will be in the upper 80s and lower 90s again for afternoon highs, and in some cases, establishing new records. Along with the heat will come the humidity, midsummer-like level, so the heat index will be even a few degrees higher, and that's how it will feel outside throughout the day. Mostly clear tonight, remaining warm and muggy with lows back into the 60s. The same area of high pressure will be in control tomorrow. Perhaps a few more scattered clouds with the same humidity levels. Highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90 once again. Eventually, a front will approach from our west. It'll remain out over the Midwest and Great Lakes through Wednesday, although in this environment, a scattered shower or thunderstorm is possible on Wednesday afternoon, otherwise partly sunny and humid, with highs in the mid-80s. The front will push through late Wednesday night and Thursday morning. We could start the day with some clouds and a shower on Thursday, then increasing sunshine, turning breezy and much cooler during the day. Thursday afternoon's highs in the lower to mid-70s. In fact, the cooler air will continue to flow in Friday and into the weekend. There is the chance of a scattered shower Friday and Saturday. Otherwise, in-and-out sunshine, a stiff northwest breeze with highs staying in the middle 60s. We'll go back to full sunshine and pleasant temperatures on Sunday in the middle to upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Maria, located about 350 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Maria is moving toward the north near 7 miles per hour, and this general motion with some decrease in forward speed is expected through tomorrow night. On the forecast track, the core of Maria will move well to the east of the southeast coast of the United States during the next couple of days. Reports from a NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds have now decreased to near 80 miles per hour, though with higher gusts. Additional weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Maria is expected to weaken to a tropical storm by tomorrow night. Maria is a large hurricane. Hurricane force winds extend outward of up to 70 miles, mainly to the east of the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 230 miles. With Maria's large wind field, tropical storm warnings have been issued for a portion of the North Carolina coast, including the Outer Banks. Winds could reach tropical storm force tomorrow. The Hurricane Center is also tracking Hurricane Lee over the open waters of the Central Atlantic, about 910 miles east of Bermuda. Lee has 90-mile-per-hour winds and is holding stationary at this time. Lee is not expected to affect any major land areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 25 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 57 degrees with a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with fog and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, patchy dense fog and 65 degrees, the dew point 63, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and humid, upper 80s, Boston, sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, a new record, breaking the old record of 87 set back in 1961. The low was 59. The average temperature, 75 degrees, that's 17 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 34.37 inches for the year, which is 5.63 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 48. The record high, 89, set in 1970, and the record low, 29, in 1963. Sunrise this morning, 6:46 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:47 p.m., 12 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy, hot, and humid today in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot and humid today in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs around 90. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid again, upper 80s to around 90. Partly sunny, humid, a scattered shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, mid-80s. A morning shower Thursday, then increasing sun, breezy and cooler, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, with an isolated shower possible both days in the mid to upper 60s, and sunny and pleasant in the mid-60s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.